This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftist world has gone crazy. You can't figure stuff out. I can't imagine being a kid growing up where, and I'm just using this as an example, and I'm using it for my life, but I'm sure many of you can relate, especially listening to Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show for as long as you have. So I grew up where men were men and women were women. You knew there were some people out there that had some problems, and you don't ridicule them. It is what it is. I mean, if you're taught any level of compassion, you understand that everybody doesn't beat to your drum. And that's okay. But if you're a kid growing up today, you have to question cisgender versus non-binary versus all these different things. They not only tell you that there are multiple genders, they tell you there's sexuality, is, you know, sex is fluid. You know, it doesn't matter. You choose who you want to have it with. They expose you to the LGBT. They want you to be cross-gender. They want you to cross-dress. They want you to make these decisions by the time you're 6 years old. And then they want you putting condoms on bananas in the second grade. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. It is a crazy world out there. Tough to figure out. They want you to believe that you're not compassionate if you don't give everything that you have to somebody that they declare is in need, but they give away nothing. Ocasio-Cortez goes to D.C., making $175,000 a year, and the first thing she says is, I want a raise. This is a girl who worked as a bartender, who talked about not being able to pay her bills in Brooklyn. She catches lightning in a bottle, gets elected to Congress, by the way, an embarrassment to the nation and certainly to Democrats, and then she goes to D.C. and wants more money as she talks to you about livable wages, a wage from when you're born, et cetera, et cetera. Things she would never question or ask for of any other country, just America, or so-called white countries. They tell you about that we're afraid of the browning of America. I never hear of anybody talk about the lightning of Africa or the Middle East. I never hear these conversations. It's confusing. I just want you to imagine growing up in a world where they try to tell you as a kid, your country is evil. Your country is against women. It's against blacks. It's against Latinos. It's against Central Americans or people of color of any type. They tell you that. Meanwhile, your country is giving you many examples of successful people of all walks of life. Look at this. Two Muslim women who wouldn't even have the rights to open their frickin' mouths in public are in Congress doing things that are anti-American, but they're out in front, the leaders of a movement. By the way, do you think either of these two Muslim women are going to change things for Muslim women around the world? Do you think they're going to look at them and say, oh, hey, those women can be successful in America. Let's look at capitalism and the American way of life, and let's embrace that for our lives. Let's look at Christianity. Let's look at how America does things. Or do you think that they're going to still make those women live in an oppressed condition? You follow me? I want to go back to this gay issue. Because there's a runner, a trans runner, I don't even know the name, but we talked about this person before. He ran as a boy, couldn't win, made a transition to being a woman, and then won. I know, shocker, right? The same way these men transition to women, they go into any sport and they dominate it. I would tell you this. Send over the average American woman to Thailand, have a beauty contest, and I'll bet you dollars to dog turds that a transsexual wins it. Yeah, these leftist women, ugly not only outside, but certainly ugly on the inside, couldn't even hold their own with men becoming women. Be careful what you wish for. But I want to just tell you, you can't satisfy a leftist, because I want to play this clip of this trans runner who claims that she's got to work harder to beat the women.
anything, me competing against cisgender females is a disadvantage because my body is going through so many medical implications. Like, it's going through biochemistry changes. So being on, you know, hormone replacement therapy, your muscle depletion, your muscle is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. You lose a lot of strength because, you know, testosterone is where you get your strength, your agility, all of right. that athletic stuff. So I have to work twice as hard to keep that strength. And if I slack a day, that's like 3 days set behind. So wow. I have to keep up my workouts. I have to keep on top of all my strength. I can't drink. I can't, like, eat unhealthy or else it's going to impact me harder.
What? A crock of nonsense. Let me just, first of all, if you are a top-notch athlete, forget life the way your normal people live it. You watch every calorie. You have to look at food combinations and how they go together. You're on, you know, taking vitamins. You're having to, I mean, the level of things that you have to do to be at the top. Is crazy. And now it's gotten even more, you know, insane because they can look at your physiology. They can look at your blood work all the time. And you're not adjusting hormones. I mean, hopefully you're not shooting up steroids or something like that. But I'm telling you, I've worked with the top athletes and the things that these guys have to do, the combinations of food, when they eat, how they eat, and it depends on the nutritionist they work with and the philosophy, but it is not something you want to deal with. It is not something the average person could even consider. My second son is a top athlete. And you know what he says all the time? Food is fuel. That's it. He doesn't try to enjoy it. While I'm, you know, going, oh, man, you want some? Man, these are some delicious ribs. He's like, no, I want it. Nope. You want to know why? Too much sugar in the sauce, the spices mess with the imbalance of the regimen that he's on, and I could go on. He eats a certain amount of protein. He eats it at certain intervals. His workout is enhanced with creatine and these other supplements and things like that. He is a walking specimen, and it's because he has to watch all of that. But this person's complaining. I mean, dominating women in the sport. Why? Because his body creates more testosterone. I don't care what he does to mitigate the hormones in her body naturally. Her body still feels like a man, and it reacts like a man, and it is going to dominate women. And even women are now going, you know what? We let the pendulum swing just a bit too far. But isn't that what Democrats are about, what leftists are about? Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country, were they able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax.
I played that clip the other day, Tucker Carlson talking about white supremacy is a hoax, because it is. He needed to... Tucker, I mean, I hate when people that don't really understand how to develop a topic better. And Tucker's an intelligent guy, and he's a good guy. I'm not trying to slam him, and I'm certainly not slamming him because he's part of Fox. I really don't care. But... I hate when they don't develop these subjects better. Anyway, that's what we were talking about, white privilege, white nationalism. And I bring it up because a Hollywood chick said she wishes she had not been born white and privileged. And I thought to myself, that is the height of ignorance, height of racism. I wish I hadn't been born white and had all this privilege. Really? So what exactly privilege do you have? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine somebody feeling, I mean, look, we're born in the circumstances. And there are kids that probably, I could see a kid saying, I wish I'd been born to better parents. Parents that didn't beat me, abuse me, neglect me. I could see that. But you're born into the circumstances you're born into. And I'll tell you this. If you ask me, Kevin, would you rather be born into a billionaire family where you're beaten, abused, and are neglected in some way? Or would you rather be born into a loving family that's poor? I take the loving family that's poor. Right? So it's funny to me that how we met, how the left, and I call it the left. Logic is that if you're born into money, if you're born into, you know, certain status, if you will, you have an advantage over everybody else. How does the world work if that's indeed the case? The United States is a proving ground that a caste system is a joke. You know, in India and places like that where they have a caste system, if you're born into menial labor, you can't be royalty, etc. We prove that. We prove that by electing an abject idiot into the presidency and made him a multimillionaire by the name, this guy is Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and he's proven that you can be stupid and a flim-flam artist and become president of the United States and make more money than God. That's what we've proven in this country. Anyway, if we looked at the logic of money being privileged, the Nigerians are I think they have the highest average mean income of any nationality in America. Then it's a bunch of Asians after that. Are they experiencing white privilege? It takes a while on that list to get down to the dreaded white people. And as I asked earlier, when did money denote privilege? Given a choice of being a billionaire in prison or an average Joe with my freedom, I'll take freedom for 2,000, Alex. And what of the endemic racism of America, right? The racism in things like housing, the racism in things like policing, the racism in things like education and so on. Okay, I go back to my original premise when I told you that when somebody brings up white privilege or white nationalism, that person is a racist and an anti-American racist at that. Because there is indeed institutional racism created by white Democrats and all these things. White Democrats created it. Give me your institutional racism. Tell me where it is. Oh, Kevin, it's in academia. Okay, great. Who runs it? Leftists. Leftists run academia. Who's got the worst schools? Blacks. Who's got the worst graduation rates? Blacks. Who's got the worst college entrance rates? Blacks. I could go on. Well, what is the state of education in America? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? You know the answer. What is the average reading level of a high school graduate in any big city? White, black, or otherwise? Eighth grade. And if they're black, it's fourth grade. I know I could go on. So the endemic institutional racism is owned by whom? Oh, Kevin, there's racism in policing. Okay, great. Is it Mayberry RFD policing or is it policing in, I don't know, Baltimore? Is it policing in, I don't know, Chicago? Okay, so who runs them? Who runs these places? Give me your systematic institutional endemic racism. And I will give you leftism every single time. There is no institutional racism in being a conservative because you don't care. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Hollywood actress Rosanna Arquette, who bills herself as resisting fascism on a daily basis, that's what she puts on Twitter, she's decided to respond to the national conversation around the evils of white supremacy by airing her profound guilt over being born a white person. Here's what she tweeted. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. That's what she wrote. Folks listening to me, the Kevin Jackson Show, I am a black man, an American first, but a black man telling you, if you allow people like Rosanna Arquette to make your children feel less, or if you feel less, like you feel guilty for being born white, shame on you. See, this is what I talk about. If I were on the other side of this issue, Rosanna Arquette would be one of my prostitutes, and I'd have all her money. If she feels that way, believe me, if I went on the other side of this issue to guilt her into feeling even worse, this is what I talk about. When I think about running game, you know, which is a term black people use, running game, she's a perfect candidate. She's inviting me to come and make her feel bad, to demoralize her for being white and privileged. So you need to give up both. You need to give all that up to this black man, including all your wealth. So for all intents and purposes, you can become a prostitute for me. If you allow this type of thinking to occur, you might as well turn your kids over into the streets and let pimps, just go find, you know, Jaquan and let him pimp your kids, because that's essentially what's happening. Your kids and you are being pimped. You're ashamed of being born the way you're born. What country on the planet? Who? You have zero control over this, and we're having this discussion. White privilege, white nationalism. There is no such thing. Not anymore. And the idea that being born white is a privilege to me is insulting. Let me tell you something. None of my generation, and none of my kids are ever going to be born white. None of my kids from going forward, my grandkids are going to be born white. They're going to have my bloodline, and I happen to be black, or whatever percentage, 79% black, as you guys have heard me express. It's just ridiculous. Get over it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The East Coast is sweltering in its first heat wave of the year. Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia have seen 3 straight days of 90-degree temperatures. Record highs have been reported all the way from the northern plains to New England. It's going to be hot again Wednesday, with heat and humidity leading to rain and thunderstorms across much of the East Coast. There aren't a lot of details being released about an active shooter lockdown at a Texas Air Force base. Joint Base St. Antonio LAC Field went on lockdown this afternoon, with all base personnel told to take cover immediately. San Antonio police say they're providing assistance. The Biden administration is reportedly purchasing 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. It's part of the new U.S. plan to ship vaccines to other countries. President Biden set to make this announcement at the G7 summit. USA Radio News. The CDC has new travel guidelines for those vaccinated and not vaccinated against COVID-19. Travelers are advised against visiting level 4 countries, but to be fully vaccinated if you do go. Unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to level 3 countries. The updated guidelines now put 33 countries in the lower risk category. The guidelines separate nations with severe outbreak situations from where COVID-19 is sustained but not controlled. A Central American country is the first one to use Bitcoin as a governmental currency.
El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador and Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Terry McAuliffe wins the Democratic nomination for governor in Virginia's primary election. USA, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Labor Day weekend marks the end of summer vacation and the start of another school year. But for the first time in 185 years, there will be no fall semester at Green Mountain College in western Vermont. The school fell victim to trends in higher education that could soon impact hundreds of other schools. Brooke Silva-Braga was there as the college packed up for good.
Doing tours almost every
When Robert Allen became president of Green Mountain College in 2016, he admired the picturesque campus, marveled at their carbon neutral footprint, and then gawked at their balance sheet.
How soon did you realize there might be a problem?
Very quickly. I mean, within the first couple of months. I'm a mathematician by training, a financial person. I realized that we were going to come up short.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Excuse me if I don't cry for academia, for coming up short, for experiencing the problems that the normal world has to deal with all the time. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Academia, we talk about it all the time on this program because I run an organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and we are committed to getting rid of the social justice agenda and having colleges focus on what's right. You want to know what would solve the problem in colleges and universities? If they focused on what's right, the truth. The ones that are surviving are the ones that have set up the system for the others to fail. You want to talk about big business and setting itself up to be successful? Big business colluding with government? Look at education. Man, let me tell you, take big tobacco, take big oil, combine them all. Look at the 4,000 colleges and universities around the United States. Ask yourself how much money we pour into education. It pales in comparison to big tobacco, big oil, big pharma, and all of them. And yet, it's never under any scrutiny. It is the most racist, sexist. It is a caste system. It's set up for the elites to succeed. Felicity Huffman and those people are a perfect example of it. They know exactly how the system has been set up, but they pretend that it's going to help folks. It's amazing. I watch these Democrats just lie to the public. They fleece us for money over and over and over, knowing that they're not meeting their objectives. Seeking Educational Excellence, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We also are partnered and we're absorbing a group called Purple for Parents, purpleforparents.us. And it has made a dent in Arizona. We are on the radar of Betsy DeVos and many others. Purple for Parents has single-handedly gotten rid of the sex education agenda. Well, I'm not going to say single-handedly, but have done a lot to get rid of the sex education agenda in Arizona schools and continues to work very hard. They put Red for Ed on notice. These teachers are radicals. They have been radicalized. And it is a system that is against you, it is against your children. And it's well past time we do something about it. I'm going to play the rest of this clip, then I want to talk about what Bloomberg had to say. We're going to focus on education because you have children or grandchildren. Some of you have great-grandchildren that are just getting started in the school system. I want to help you figure out the best way to navigate that system. It's really a joke. But the problem is the joke's on us. Anyway, here's the rest of that clip with them talking about this college being shut down. And the guy goes on to say 25% of colleges are going to fail. And you know what I say? Good.
The main problem was shrinking enrollment. By last year, just 427 students remained on campus, broke and unable to find a school to merge with in January. Allen announced that the school's 184th graduation would be its last.
I've had a long professional career, not all of it in education. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. As you can imagine, many parents were really angry.
Kind of disappointed. A lot of people came here to build relationships and keep them going, not just to come here for a year or two.
It's pretty much intact.
What's left of Green Mountain has a ghostly feel. Empty classrooms, empty dorms. Not even the pool is filled.
And it speaks to how these closures affect not just the school and the students, but the whole community.
This is the only swimming pool in town. And was it really effectively a public swimming pool?
The costs to run a college keep going up. New buildings, higher administrative costs, but sluggish middle-class wages mean fewer Americans can afford to pay.
I think this is something people have trouble understanding. Tuition is so high.
Right.
Shouldn't it be easy to keep a college in good financial health?
It would be that if anybody really paid tuition. So at Green Mountain College this past year, we didn't have one full pay student.
Really? Not one?
And so in other words, our published tuition was roughly $36,500, and the average student paid just a little over $12,000.
We left Green Mountain and headed towards Boston. Finding other shuttered schools was as easy as pulling to the side of the road.
Southern Vermont College in Bennington, Vermont, also closed after the spring semester. This past spring also marked the last classes for the College of St. Joseph in Rutland. Just across the border in Massachusetts, Atlantic Union College closed the year before. And last spring, Newberry College here in Brookline, Mass, graduated its last class, too.
In Boston, at Harvard, we met Michael Horn, who's been studying education and has a grim prediction.
You think more of these closures are coming?
Absolutely. I think 25% of schools will fail in the next two decades.
A quarter?
A quarter, absolutely. They're going to close. They're going to merge. Some of them will declare some form of bankruptcy to reinvent themselves. It's going to be brutal across American higher education.
And Horn says the problems colleges already face finding enough paying customers will only get worse.
We know that families had fewer children after the recession in 2008, which means that in just a few years, there's just going to be fewer high school graduates and not as many students going into college. Fundamentally, these schools' business models are just breaking at the seams.
Small schools in the Midwest and Northeast are especially vulnerable, and Horn says new forms of education will bring even more pressure.
I think we're going to see basically faster and cheaper programs merge. I also think we're going to see a lot of mobile learning programs come up where you can literally just pop on your phone, learn a few things. And so I think we're going to see a lot more of these sort of flexible, affordable, convenient programs.
Performance and
but what these college alternatives would mean for students and the families helping pay their way, that's less clear.
I have a one-year-old at home.
Yeah.
Is he young enough that society will have moved off this idea of the degree in time, that I don't have to come up with $500,000 in 17 years?
This is the big question in my household, too. I've got five-year-old twins, but I don't know. I mean, because there's huge parts of the society that have to shift with that. It's not just expectations. It's how employers hire it. And a huge reason people are going to school is for social reasons.
You're trying to sell it.
So what becomes of the classic college campus?
So the asking price is $23 million.
President Allen says he's received interest from internet.
Grim outlook for colleges and universities. I want you to think about what the average student pays for college, you know, like $20,000 a year or something outrageous. Right? And in a typical scenario, let's just look at public school. A teacher is lucky if she only has 25 students. So in a college, we get people like Elizabeth Warren who make $400,000 a year to teach one class. One class. Now, ironically, she can afford it. They can afford to pay her that. Because if she has 40 kids in her class and they're all paying $50,000 a year, then the school is going, oh, we're cool. We've made $2 million. Here's your $400,000. You get what I'm saying? So they can do it, but only at the big schools, at the Harvards and all that. And it's become a cabal. Let me just tell you what's going on. The bigger schools are working in conjunction with the government to get the smaller schools shut down. They don't want you to have a neighborhood school. They certainly don't want you to have a good, solid, you know, faith base or a school that focuses on just your trade or your education. The colleges want you to come to college. The education system is set up so you want your kids to go to college. And then, you know, it's funny, you build up the debt. You have to go to college. My complaint, you go to college for 4 years to get a business degree. They tell you take all this nonsense classes or like engineering, take nonsense classes. You double your debt. You double the amount of time you're in college. You could have been out 2 years earlier making money. But what do they want to focus on? Student loan debt.
The burden of student loan debt is preventing young people from saving for retirement, starting small businesses, starting families, and becoming homeowners.
That was Maxine Mad Max James Brown Waters telling you that the debt you're incurring from college is preventing you from starting your life in the right way. However, go to college. We're trained to want to go to college, to need to go to college. You got to go to college. College is a ruse. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back for a guy by the name of Hassan Minhaj, and then we'll try to get into this Bloomberg article, because not only is it a ruse from a financial perspective, it is a ruse from what your kids are able to express and to learn. It's worse than what I could even tell you. Maxine Waters wants to lament your debt, knowing that colleges have done nothing but raise that debt per capita more than probably any other product in American history to deliver less of a result. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm 33, and growing up, it was drilled into our heads. You gotta go to college if you want a middle-class job. And we even tell kids today, look, if you don't go to college, you might as well get a face tattoo. And then they point to Post Malone, and we're like, okay, that's one guy. He's a very popular musician. But it's true. Two-thirds of all jobs in America require at least some college. This is the standard now. And that wasn't the case when most members of this committee were in school. And you paid far less for your degrees. That's not speculation. We looked up where the 60 members of this committee went to college and what your school's tuition was at that time. Even adjusting for inflation, college cost way less across the board. Chairwoman Maxine Waters. Your tuition at Cal State LA in 1971 was the equivalent of about $1,000 a year. Today, Cal State costs well over $6,000. That's more than a 500% jump. Congressman King, right? In 1965, Congressman King paid the equivalent of almost $10,000 a year at St. Francis College.
Today, St. Francis cost over $25,000. On average, this entire committee graduated from college 33 years ago and paid an inflation-adjusted tuition of $11,690 a year. Today, the average tuition at all of your same schools is almost $25,000. That's a 110% increase over a period of time when wages have gone up only 16%. So people aren't making more money, and college is objectively way more expensive. And yet many borrowers are still treated like deadbeats because the government has put their financial futures in the hands of predatory for-profit loan servicing companies. Companies like Navient and other companies you will hear from today have a history of misleading borrowers and pushing them into repayment plans that in some cases have cost individual borrowers tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary interest. And the worst part is, borrowers don't even get to choose their loan servicer. The Department of Education chooses for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, that was Hassan Minhaj, age 33, talking about the ruse of college. Two-thirds of jobs in America require what? Some college. 60 members of Congress that he was speaking to, this guy did his homework. He looked at their college tuition, and he says, you know what's really funny? You people all got really cheap educations in comparison to everybody today. You've kicked the can down the road to where there's been a 110% increase in college costs while salaries have gone up 16%. Now, how does that happen? On your watch, many of the people that he was speaking to, they had been in Congress long enough for it to happen. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the cabal between big government and big tobacco, big pharma, big whatever, right? Whatever you want is big. Let me tell you, the cabal between big government and college is bigger than all of them combined. 4,000 colleges and universities grabbing your money from some kind of financial aid, right? Whether it's through the students or directly to the colleges in the form of, you know, grants or research grants. These people are on they have an endless supply of your dollars. So then when your kid wants to go to college, they say, hey, go to Navient, who they admit misleads borrowers, but they're in cahoots with the government because it's the Department of Education, the Education Department, that tells you which one of these services you're going to use. You don't even get a choice. Now, in any other world, that's collusion. That's, you know, probably, well, what do they call it when you charge usury? I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. But what they want to do is they want to keep you in that system. Two-thirds of jobs in America require some college. Why? Why? What is it that you can't get? If you get a stellar high school education that gets you through the basics, there should be no reason for you to go to college unless you choose to go and you want to specialize. And in specialize, I don't mean take a bunch of nonsense classes. And I certainly don't mean the indoctrination. This is the problem we've got. Democrats now find themselves in quicksand, and when you're stuck in quicksand, you're not supposed to struggle. You're supposed to relax so you can stay afloat. Wait on help. But no help is coming for the beleaguered racist known as the Democratic Party. Thus, they struggle mightily, and their head is about to go under the quicksand. And here's why I tell you this. They're losing their billionaires. Billionaire Tom Steyer entered the race for president. He took his billions away from other candidates. Then came billionaire Howard Schultz, who now says definitively, I am not a Democrat. Even threatened to run as an independent, which would have sucked votes away from the Democrats. And now we get the wealthiest of all the billionaires that have looked into running for president, and he's rethinking the Democratic Party. I'm speaking of Michael Bloomberg, who co-opted leftism while mayor of New York. He brought the big concept, or the concept, I should say, of Big Brother limiting you guys' drinks. Yeah, 16 ounces, too much sugar. You can't have, I mean, that's the limit. You go over 16 ounces, I got to tax you. I got to make you change your behavior. Now, I know Bloomberg is still a hardcore leftist in many respects. He certainly is a gun control ironic bigot because he certainly likes that his security forces have guns, but he doesn't want you to have guns. So he's still lefty on many issues, but when it comes to education, he's rethinking it. And here's what I want to tell you. when you get a leftist to start thinking about something that they're wrong about, they then do the domino effect and they start thinking about other things. They start questioning, because once you can penetrate that veil of stupidity, then they're going, oh, wait a minute. Something happens in their brain. It goes from reptilian to finally, you know, rejoining the human race to say, let me evaluate other positions. I have a friend of mine, was a Bernie supporter. And then he saw how they treated Bernie. It made him go and look at Trump. As he found out that Trump wasn't the liar that they were saying, he dismissed Bernie, and he is now a staunch Trump supporter. Bloomberg recognizes what's going on in colleges, and here's what he wrote. The essence of the American democracy is that people who disagree, however profoundly, can set forth their views. Let the democratic system under the Constitution settle matters for the moment, accept the outcome until the next election, and continue to engage with one another productively in the ordinary course of their lives. To put it simply, healthy democracy is about living with disagreement, not eliminating it. Now, most of us, we believe that wholeheartedly, not the democracy crap, because we're a democratic republic. We're a constitutional republic. But we do agree that we can agree to disagree. And that it doesn't have to be a fight when you disagree. It can just be, oh, well, I respect your side of the argument, even though I think you're wrong. I respect you. I mean, there are people that have dumb ideas. I still respect them. Give you a good example. One of my dudes, he's like a brother to me, Willie. He is a Democrat. He hates Donald Trump. He gives you his rationale. It doesn't make sense to me. I respect and love this dude, but he's an idiot when it comes to what he believes about Trump. It's that simple. One of the smartest guys I know otherwise, but he suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And a smart guy. But we've known each other for years. This dude would give his life for me and vice versa. But we can't, it doesn't exist that way anymore. Not in just normal life. You can be talking to somebody on a plane, make the wrong comment, they figure out, oh, you're a Trump supporter? That's it. Conversation over. He goes on to say, one of the most disturbing aspects of the retreat from liberal political discourse can be found in the training grounds of tomorrow's leaders, college campuses. He talks about Steve Girard, a professor of philosophy at Williams College, and he quotes Girard from a letter of students outlining their views on the subject. Free speech, as a term, has been co-opted by right-wing and liberal parties as a discursive cover for racism, xenophobia, sexism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, and classism. Now, unfortunately, it isn't just students who see free speech as pernicious. At a Williams faculty meeting about free speech, a professor stated that to ask for evidence of violence practices is itself a violent practice. So if you say, well, prove to me that what I say creates violence. Oh, you're violent for disagreeing with my preposition that you're violent. You know, that your speech creates violence. So leftists propose that the idea of challenging their views on issues, in effect, violence against their views, ergo, violence against them. Which proves a point that I often make about leftists, that they pretend to be against the very thing that they represent. Leftists commit violence against conservatives routinely in both speech and actions, and then try to pretend that we're the bad guys. So, and they accuse us of bucketizing. Oh, you guys don't like blacks. When who does it? Who's there? Constantly thinking of blacks and whites and Latinos and whatever in different buckets? They are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.